Pete and Kimba for breakfast.
On Mix.
Now, you'd by now have heard about Arj Barker's comedy gig over the weekend and how it's come out that he asked Trish Ferranda, a mum who had taken her seven-month-old along to the show, to leave because the baby was being disruptive.
That's right. And initially, there were some stories came out that she was asked to leave because she was breastfeeding and he was distracted. Then it seems that maybe it was more a case of the baby making more noise than anything else. So we thought, let's find out from someone who's impartial, someone who was at the gig, and we've got a comic themselves, actually, Ellen Marnie. How are you, Ellen?
Hi, guys. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. You were at the gig. Tell us what took place.
Yeah, so I was at Arj's show on Saturday night, and basically about 10 minutes into the show, a baby had made a sound, and Arj had kind of made a joke about it. A couple minutes later, he probably delivered like two or three more punchlines. And on the beat of a punchline, the baby had made a sound and the joke hadn't worked. And in that moment, he just kind of turned on the woman. And because he'd made the joke just a minute before that, you know, we all were really confused about what happened next, which is he went over to the side of the stage where the sound was, and he was like, does the baby need to go outside? I think the baby needs to go outside. Can you get up and take the baby outside? And it was just this really awkward, tense, silent moment, like one of those moments that feels like it's lasting forever, but it's probably 2 seconds. And everyone in the room was just super confused with what was going on. And then voices in the crowd. Now, look, from where I was sitting, I was down in the stalls. I was a couple rows back from this woman. I could hear a lot of male voices just screaming or yelling, get the F out, which is what made the woman rise from her seat and, you know, kind of scurry out. And it looked like she was in tears with the whole crowd kind of screaming at her to get out.
That's gross.
Once she left, that's when other people got up and left with her, because Arj didn't intervene at that point. He didn't do anything. He let the crowd kind of applaud themselves for getting rid of her and then moved on with the show.
Okay, and honestly, so... It sounds like she, at that particular point, because if you say a phrase like turned on her, Arj turned on her, and then the crowd piles in as well, it sounds like she genuinely felt like she was being targeted.
Absolutely. I was sitting a couple rows back and I felt paralyzed in my seat. I couldn't imagine what that woman, you know, that flight or fight, you know, reaction it might have triggered in her in that moment with, you know, 700 people or whatever barraging her to get out. It was awful to witness. It was gross. And
when Arj delivered the information and said, hey, can you leave, was he polite about it? Was it, I mean, obviously everyone felt awkward, so was the delivery off?
The delivery was kind of off, but he could have, once the crowd got angry, he could have intervened or done something or just advocated for a little bit more respect. He could have asked the usher staff to intervene. There could have been so many things that he did that he just didn't do. And it felt like we were sitting in a room, you know, we're in a room in 2024 and there's a bunch of men screaming at a woman to get out because she has a baby. Mm. And that just felt inherently wrong.
Yeah, even though people would argue a baby shouldn't have been at the venue because it's obviously a problem or it created a problem, but you think this could have been handled better because it could have just been a, hey, you need to go because your baby's disruptive, and she could have just gone up and left without all of the drama that went with it.
Absolutely. I'm not saying comedy is the space for babies. That's a different debate. What I am saying is if a comedian wants to ask someone to leave their show, they are well within their rights. But, you know, always treat people with respect. Mm. And it just wasn't done in this case.
Yeah, it just sounds like the entire thing could have been handled better. Now, did you, there's reports, I mean, we were also sitting around very early when this news first broke. Initially, everybody was like, oh, she was breastfeeding. This is targeting a breastfeeding mum. Was she breastfeeding at all?
I don't have any knowledge on that. Like I said, I was a few rows behind her and I couldn't see that. So I can't comment on that.
Okay. And then after she left and a few people left with her, what happened for the rest of the gig?
So the show really never kind of got back on track. Arj kept kind of making comments about what had happened as the show continued to go on. And they were kind of, they were bad taste comments. So it sort of felt like every time he made these comments, one or two people had then had enough and got out. So people left, like, in small numbers from that point on, but people continued to leave for the rest of the performance. And then as it was wrapping up, he kind of said to the said to us, he's like, you know, I'm not a bad guy, but, like, I love the power. This power is so good. And that kind of made me feel, I don't know, really icky in the state of the world where women are and having men with this perception of power and wielding it in such a gross way. It felt very wrong, and it felt very disrespectful to every woman in the room.
Oh, geez, it sounds like it was handled really poorly.
Yeah, we haven't heard this side. This is the side of it we haven't heard. Because we've heard Arch Barker make comments. We've heard
everybody's
Trish make comments. Yeah, of course they have.
Saying kids shouldn't be at comedy gigs and stuff. We get that. But, like, this angle of people and the way the crowd handled themselves and no one intervened sounds gross.
Yeah, that does sound gross.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I spoke up, because, you know, the baby in the room, we can have a separate debate about that, but we shouldn't just be punishing women or being that aggressive to women for just being in the space. She made a mistake, maybe.
Mm.
But what happened afterwards is what makes all of this really wrong. And I think that's what she was trying to articulate, but just got lost in the minutiae of it all.
Yeah, okay. Mm. Yeah. All right. Well, Ellen, we really appreciate you jumping on and having a chat and providing this point of view for someone who's impartial that was just in the audience at the show that could tell us what actually happened. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Not a problem. Have a great day.